Luke chapter 19, let's quickly look at that. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. 6. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Let's look at 7. There's a little complaint there. Let's look at 7. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that was a sinner. The Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus was passing through Jericho. There was a great revival. There was a great convention such as this. There was a great meeting. There was an outpour of God's presence. The news of it had gone forth. People had heard about the miracles, the signs, the wonders that had been taking place. Like the ones we saw yesterday when those twin girls were healed from insanity. Their family had managed them and managed them and managed them, but they were insane. They had lost their mind. They were not able to function normally, and God brought them here. And God gave them an encounter. Both of them, Rama, the same day, both of them healed the same day. The devil that was fired at them was checked back to hell where it came from. Those kind of miracles, signs and wonders have been taking place already. And what was it? Many heard about it and many wanted. Yes, that's a picture yesterday. Daddy was crying. Everybody here was just in tears. And God did the signs and wonders. Now, let's get back to what we were saying. There was this rich man called Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus had also heard that something was happening, and he came, but he was not able to see and encounter the master. You see, as far as you could tell, Zacchaeus did not have a financial challenge. He didn't have a health challenge. He didn't come because he was sick. He didn't come because he was in need financially. He didn't come because he needed a status in society. He was already one of the chief of the publicans. When you talk about civil servants, he must have been a pamsec or a director general, a minister of something. He was not an anyhow person. There are many of you that have come in here. You are not sick. You are not in need. You are not poor. You are not looking for what to eat. You are not in need of anything. Many of you have come here. You are presidents and founders. You are heads of ministries and organizations. Many of you are here, and God has blessed you in different ramifications, in the civil service, in whatever it is you do. And you came. Why? Because you wanted to see the Lord. You wanted to encounter God. That was how Zacchaeus came. But beloved brothers and sisters, let's take it a little bit further. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. What were the things that characterized him? He was desperate. Number two, he was determined. Number three, he was not ready to let that opportunity pass him by. Many people were there that were equally of a small stature like he was, but they didn't make as much effort as he did, and so their encounter couldn't be as complete as his own was. Beloved, I'm here to give us a charge today to come to a point of desperation. Come to a point where you are not ready to let go until everything God has in store for you in this convention is delivered into your hands, and it shall be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. What do we do? Number one, be determined. Make up your mind. Itemize what you want God to do for you. Let God know, this is my desire. This is what I want you to do. This is what I want to encounter. I don't know the full details of how you are leading me, where you are leading me, but by the time I'm leaving this convention, I choose that everything about my life would have had a 360 degrees turnaround. You are going to number two, seek. The scripture says that he came to seek. He came to seek. He came to seek. When you see that, the word seek there is far-reaching. You are not just ready to touch a little here and a little there and go home with it. You want to get all that there is. You want to encounter God. Let this not just be a religious affair. Let it not just be that, let's go, my husband, let's go. If we don't go, they will notice that we are not around. No. It has nothing to do with that. Let this not be another meeting. Let this go beyond just another event. Number three, determine that you will see God. See God. Encounter God. Become aware of God and His promises and His intentions for you. Perceive God. Understand Him. Come to a point that by the time you are leaving, you can say categorically, as for me and my God, this is the covenant, or this is what we have entered into. This is who I am with God. This is where I'm going with God. Determined to see God. And number four, put aside any limitations. Put aside your preconceived notions. There are things that many of us grew up with as Christians. There are understandings that many of us had. There are things that have been a limitation on many people's mindsets. Let those limitations not limit you in this convention. Let those limitations not stand before you or against you in this convention. Ensure that by the time you are leaving, you have received everything you can of God. Why do I say that? They said that Zacchaeus was of little stature. He was limited. Other tall men and tall women were standing and they could see the master through the press. But because of his little stature, he was close to the ground. He had to jump up and climb on top of a sycamore tree so that he can look down. It was a crooked, ugly looking tree. But it didn't matter how crooked what he used to support himself was. It didn't matter how unpleasant it was. The body of the sycamore tree is not totally smooth. Maybe he must have wounded himself a few scratches on his legs as he climbed up. But he was ready to go through that so that he can encounter the Lord. I don't know why you are here today, but don't let it be another meeting like before. Tell God, Father, I want to encounter you, and I will not allow anything to be a limitation in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, he received the master with joy. He received him in verse 6. He received him joyfully. God is ready to minister to you when you are in the joyful disposition. Put aside that which has held you down and let God give you an encounter today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can I say something more? When he was through with the master and Jesus said, come. And he came and he received him joyfully. Then people started to complain. Say, the whole master didn't know that this man is a sinner. How can he go and dine in his house? Beloved, can I tell you something? When you leave this conference, those that see your turnaround are not going to be happy with you. You don't seem to understand what I'm saying. Those that see what happens around your life, see what happens around your ministry, sees what happens around your finances, sees what happens around your family, sees what happens around your marital destiny, they will not be happy. But can I tell you something? Their displeasure does not matter. After this meeting, God is about to give you a turnaround and your generation shall stand at attention. If there is a believer in the house, jump on your feet and shout a loud amen. Amen. Lift up your hands. We're going to pray. Father, I desire an encounter. Father, I have not come here as usual. I have not come here to fulfill social responsibilities. No, I have come here for an encounter with you. I want my life to begin to count. I want my destiny to begin to make an impact in my generation. I don't want business as usual. Father Lord, I ask, oh God, for a destiny transformation. I ask, oh God, for a ministry transformation. I ask, oh God, for a spiritual transformation. I ask, oh God, that the fire on the altar of my heart shall increase. I shall live here blazing hot in the realm of the spirit. I shall live here a ferocious, aggressive, tenderocious, pestilent fellow in the to the devil, and a mighty vessel in the hands of God. Lift up your voice and pray. Talk to God this morning. Father, I do not want business as usual. I don't want things to just happen the same way they've been happening. Makuta zika, lekoto zalika, paratwa, neketo sakalira, lekwata zakatakala. Father Lord, I desire, oh God, an encounter with you, an encounter of a lifetime from the beginning of this conference till we are closing. Father Lord, every package you have in store for me, everything you have in mind for me, Lord, I receive it. 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 I refuse the hindrance of distraction. I refuse the hindrance of sidetraction. I refuse the hindrance of being engrossed and distracted by others. Lekoto balagida, lakatuada gasaka, lekrabadiko sataya. My life shall never remain the same. I take a positive shift upwards. I take a positive shift upwards. I take a positive shift upwards. The works of my hands takes a positive shift upwards. Lekubakatia, lakuata zatuya, lekuakata kaladiada, lekoto zakatika la balabalaba, leprataso in the name of Jesus. Finally, put aside anything that would be a limitation. They say in the scripture where we read that he was of little stature, so he couldn't see, he couldn't encounter. He must have tried jumping up, but he couldn't get above the people in front of him. There might be people that look like they are in front of you, or situations rather, that look like they are in front of you, between you and what God is trying to impart in your life, impart in your destiny. Beloved, we are going to ask God today, Father, let my mind be like the heart and the mind of a little baby. Let me be able to understand and be able to decipher and be able to walk with the revelations and the realities of the things that you are communicating to me in this season. Oh Lord, let every limitation of my life, every preconceived knowledge of my life, let it be laid aside. Father, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Father, put aside every distraction that will prevent me from my encounters in this season, in the name of Jesus. Lekoto baradada, lekoto zaka, leata to dasai.